Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Edwidge. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke you said you needed a little bit of time.
Yeah. I'll let you know after the first of the month. That's the good news.
Well, the problem there is that it's past due right now for $149, but on April 2nd, it'll reoccur to $298. Because your billing date is on the 2nd of each month. One thing I can do if you're able to get it paid before then is I could take the past due $149 from March 2nd, and then I would push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full all the way till April 28th. That way you wouldn't worry about having two payments so close together. But, you know, if you just leave it, come next week, let's see, I think Tuesday is the second, it'll be 298 past due. And I don't want you to have two payments so close together like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I hate you, but, you know. I don't know what to tell you. You know,
Is there a way to pay it on the 1st, or do you think it'll be after the 1st, like sometime that week?
We could start from scratch if you like, you know, like on the 1st. We could start from scratch.
If we start from scratch on the 1st, that would work because then your billing would be on the 1st of each month, and I would eliminate the April 2nd payment, and I would push that all the way out until May 1st. So you think that you would be able to take care of it on the 1st then?
If you could waive the past due, then we could do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On the 1st, we would start fresh with the $149 that should have processed on March 2nd, but we would start fresh with that payment. And then we would push the next one out 30 days for you. So it would be like a fresh account.
If you could waive it, that would be nice. You know, if you could waive it.
So that's what I'm saying. It would be waived, but the new payment would be starting fresh on the 1st.
Okay. On the 1st, give me a call. We'll go from there. Can you do that? I see you got an 813 number. I mean, are you in town?
No, we use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. Most big corporations these days use it. It matches the areas that we're calling, and it just keeps our costs down. But we're actually in Southern California.
Okay. Yeah. I used to deal with City Local Splash. City Local Splash?
City Local Oh, I never heard of that. What is that?
They send me a lead for some kind of, they sent me a lead for some kind of things that they, that for some kind of ad that they had out there for me.
Okay.
You know, and when I called that lead, I had a contract. So can you guys do something like that? I mean, I used to deal with them in the past.
Oh, you're looking for a lead generation program?
Yeah, that's what they did that for me in the past. Do you guys do things like that? I mean, it's like, damn, I'm like, I don't deal with them no more, and they sent me a nice lead, and that was a hotel in Jacksonville, Florida. So now I got a little hotel in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, I thought that was nice.
That's really nice. Yeah. So I want to explain something to you is, there's a program called Google Guaranteed. It's not available in all industries yet, so it's not available for your industry yet, but it is an exclusive lead program through Google. So once that becomes available in your area, I can call you and give you pricing on it. But what I'm thinking is with this program, you're getting a much better value, because I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but this is showing me that in the time that you've worked with us, Edwidge, your company has been found on the first page of Google 21,382 times, and you've had 1,358 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, people found me on Google, but it doesn't mean that. I mean, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
This week itself,
mm-hmm.
I got people that calling me about jobs. I guess Google count that. People call.
Here's the thing. You pay $149 monthly with us, whether you get 5 calls in a month or whether you get 50 calls in a month. So you're not getting charged extra. If somebody calls you and says, hey, I'm looking for a job, that's all inclusive with this, because right. You're not paying us per click or per phone call or per lead. You're paying us to keep your business on the first page of Google, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. You see
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And
right,
so it's even better than a lead, because let's say that someone finds you on the first page and they click on your site and maybe they can't call you right that second. Maybe they're at work or they're with family. They can plug their information into the form on your site and you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site, and that's all free of charge. That's included with this program.
Right,
you see
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I was dealing with City Local Splash, the price that I was paying was even lower than $150. But it just it was a company out of freaking state, and I didn't want to go with them anymore. So what that lady does, she took me off Google.
I see.
She was playing with my damn, but I was very angry with her.
Yeah.
And she's lucky she was not in the state, because, you know, I don't play games like that, especially when it comes to my bread and butter.
How long ago was that?
That was before I signed up with you guys.
I see. Oh, so she had tried to mess everything up for you, it sounds like.
She messed everything up for me, yeah.
I see. Well, the good news is, yeah, we have it all fixed. Your Google listing is verified. It's optimized. It's on the first page. You have 81 five-star ratings on there. The only problem is, if this account were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. So, you know, you'd still have your Google listing, of course, but you absolutely wouldn't be on the first page. So it's not going to really do you any good, you know, because 87% of consumers hire off of page 1, but yet less than 1% of consumers will click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local, incredible, and then they hire one. You know, it's as simple as that.
Well, check this though. Okay, I'm going to do a search right now, because I got another phone, right?
Yes.
I'm glad that you called, and thank you for, you know, follow up with me.
Of course. I told you I would.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me see here. Okay.
Yeah, I just put in Security Services Tampa, Florida, and you're in the second position, a spotlight position on the first page, and yet right under the search bar, there's a value of results. It says 36,900,000 results. So we know, you and I both know, there's not 36,900,000 security companies in Tampa, right? So what Google is doing is over 19 years as a search engine, they're pulling all of the data from Tampa and surrounding areas, every single company that went out and created a Google business page and put the word security services in there somehow. And well, look, you know that if this program were to cancel, nobody's going to search through 36 million plus links to find you, right? 87% will hire off the first.
Listen, I did my search. I didn't see my company's second spot.
What'd you type in?
I type in security companies in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. I put security services in Tampa, but let me change it to security companies and see what happens.
The Security Elite, number one, and they got 4.9 star.
Yeah, I see security companies in Tampa, Florida. Valid Protection Services, LLC, is showing up in the second position, in a spotlight position.
According to my search, it's not. According to my search, it's not. I see Security Elite. They're not even 5-star, and they got 45 reviews. Mm-hmm. I see DSI, the 3.6 star, 42 reviews. I see Bell Security. They're not even 5-star.
So you have to understand one thing, Edwidge, is your program has been in suspension since March 2nd. When an account is in suspension, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done. And that's very crucial to your placement because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. And you've had almost a month of revisions that haven't been completed because the account's in a past due status. And that's absolutely affecting your ranking. And that's what I'm saying is if this account were to cancel, it's not like somebody over here is going to click a button and you're going to be deleted from everything. But what happens is without that active programming being done, you're absolutely going to fall off the first page in every single keyword. Right now, it's just happening to you in a couple of things that you searched. I'm shocked on my end that you're still on the second position. Because I put security companies, space, Tampa, Florida, and you came up in the second position. And the same thing when I typed security services, space, Tampa, Florida. So rather than putting in Tampa, Florida or near Tampa, Florida, I just put a space. And I think if you did that, you would find the same search. But what I'm saying is I'm shocked that it's even showing in the second position because there's a whole month of algorithm updates that need to be caught up on once this account gets up to speed. You know what I mean?
Right. I've been with you guys for almost 2 years and, I've been paying for almost 2 years. So it's business, man. So things kind of slow down for me, but I appreciate you try to help me out. You will waive the past due and we will start fresh next month. I appreciate it.
Yes. But what I'm saying is, next month is on Monday. So are you ready to pay on Monday?
Yeah. Monday. I'm going to pay one. You say you're going to lower it to a family plan, you say?
Yeah, because you were paying $249 month to month, and what I'm going to do is I already got it overridden for you, put you in the friends and family rate of just $149. So on Monday, we're just going to charge that, and we're going to start off fresh, and we'll get you caught up on all of the algorithm updates, and then you'll be paid in full until May 1st. Make sense?
Yeah, it's gonna be $149 from now on.
Exactly. You're grandfathered into that friends and family pricing where it'll never go up for you. So you don't have to worry about, maybe one day if I forget to call them, it's gonna go back to $249. No, I already got that overridden for you. So you're grandfathered into that new pricing, okay?
Okay, so I don't have to worry about I don't have to worry about people that's not even 5-star ahead of me.
Exactly. Yeah, no, don't worry about that, because right now, you know, there's, like I said, nearly a month worth of updates that need to be caught up on. And once all of that gets done, then you're going to start ranking in those other keywords where you're slowly sliding off now, because that, you know, that's definitely affecting you.
Okay. So how long, mm-hmm. How long would it take for me to get back up there?
Nobody can tell you where you're going to fall within that list, Edwidge. What we promise is first page placement. And if anybody ever calls you and says, Edwidge, you're in the second position, but someone's in the first, and if you pay me money, I'm going to put you in the first position, that's an unethical practice per Google. Your listing would get blackballed, and you would never get ranked. So what Google does is they determine where the companies fall within that list, whether they're first or second or fifth or tenth, by a quality score that the company has achieved, okay? And what that means is they look at length of time that you've been in business, reviews if you have them, presence in the community, and then web presence. So all of those factors are, you know, put into a quality score, and that's what determines how, you know, where you're actually falling within that list. So, you know, don't worry. We'll get everything up to speed for you next week, and we'll make sure that you get the best placement, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. All right,
bye-bye. Okay, bye.